Is the Pope capitalist? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Pope Francis has issued a papal exhortation, 224 pages, setting out his vision for the Roman Catholic Church. On CNN, Vatican analyst John Allen pointed out that a lot of it is familiar Catholic doctrine.
It's not that everything is up for grabs. I mean, he says that on women, priests, and abortions, the things are not going to change.
But then he goes on to economics. One of his quotes in particular caught the interest of the business types on CNBC.
How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points?
And Pope Francis doesn't stop there. He writes, some people continue to defend trickle-down theories which assume that economic growth, encouraged by a free market, will inevitably succeed in bringing about greater justice and inclusiveness in the world. This opinion, which has never been confirmed by the facts, expresses a crude and naive trust in the goodness of those wielding economic power. Man is reduced to one of his needs alone, consumption, the Pope says. Strong message. I wonder if it'll sink in.
Brown Thursday, the new Black Friday.
It's good for the economy. It starts on Thanksgiving now.
Stores keep rolling back the start time of Black Friday into Thursday.
Forget Black Friday. That is so last year.
You have the day off. Retailers know it, and they're taking advantage of it.
Well, it may take a while. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.